Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday They Did Invade Ukraine edition. You know, it was a question mark earlier when I did the social media's Dom. Now there's no question. Russia apparently, you know, sending in Russian forces to, what, defend
keep the independent
states. Because earlier today, Russia, Putin, declared a couple of independent states. And anyways, so that's happening. And you brought the bad news with you at 5 o'clock. We'll take your phone calls for Dom. And, you know, I don't think Ukraine's listing any longer. Not with that sort of cloud you put upon them. 844-967-2789.
Just some clarity, Crudy, on our last conversation.
You did not bring the invasion?
No, I did not. Regarding gubernatorial candidate Timothy Rampton here in Wisconsin. It was the Rules Committee.
Ram Jam.
It was the Rules Committee led by, you know, primarily a majority, of course, Republicans and like 6 Democrats, 9 Republicans that voted unanimously against adopting Ram Jam's asinine proposal.
So effectively only 15 assembly members actually voted, the leadership council, if you will.
Yes.
So that still leaves plenty of room for the fringe out there
that in
the
Republican
caucus. Because there's that one guy, Trigg, you know, the guy with the bald head and the mullet. He's a no. I got to think Janelle Branchon's a no. I mean, there's a yes, as the case may be. They would vote to overturn the 2020 election, even that. That's not legally or
constitutionally. I mean,
whatever.
Right.
A man and a woman have to dream, Dom. I mean, hell, that's the centerpiece of this guy's campaign platform. So here's another interesting thought. You know, they had their big event Friday night. Big weekend in Republican politics in the state of Wisconsin. And I don't know if you realize, but some people showed up at the little event they had. And apparently they caused a bit of a ruckus. Poor People's Campaign and others showed up at the Republican Party event. Where is it? Don't Choke My Vote. Found this one at the Raw Story, one of my favorite sources. You know it's important if it made it all the way to the Raw Story. Isaiah Holmes from the Wisconsin Examiner, the original source of this, voting rights protester descend on the Reagan Day dinner. And another side note before we go all the way in. Big CPAC's happening this weekend. So I got on the cast of characters, and oh, it's going to be a hell of an event down in Florida. The Conservative Political Action Convention, committee, it's a convention, it's a party. You know, it's a super spreader event, and it's happening in Orlando, Florida between February 24th and 27th. Well, the featured speaker, who else, Dom? Donald Trump. And second-tier speakers just below Donald Trump Jr., Ron DeSantis, Candace Owens, Glenn Beck. And then we move down the list. This should come as a shock to very few real progressives. Tulsi Gabbard, former Democratic
presidential
candidate. Supposed Dem, speaking at CPAC. And then there's, you know, the snaky Ted Cruz, and there's Matt Schlapp and Mercedes Schlapp. And then here's something I will take note of. Mike Pompeo is either dying of something or he got like the stomach tucks surgery.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the guy's lost like 70 pounds since Trump's been out of office. You know, I don't think it's a workout routine. I'm just saying. And then there's other luminaries like Kudlow and Pete Hegseth. Hell, Michelle Tafoya, former Minnesota Vikings sideline reporter. I've seen her at so many football games, and now suddenly she's part of the Republican infrastructure.
Oh, that's right.
Then there's Papa John and Mark Levin and Senator Marsha Blackburn. So anyways, I'll get to the point. Oh, and here are some other headliners, some luminaries. Jim Jordan, Lauren Boebert, you know, nothing but the best.
Marjorie Taylor Greene? Come on, she's got to be there, right?
Ronnie Jackson's going to be there. I'm pretty sure Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Who's the guy under investigation with the wingman? What's his name?
Matt Gaetz. I don't know if I saw Gaetz's name.
I mean, Gaetz is.
Oh yeah, he's on the list. Matt Gaetz. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's on the list.
There we
right
go.
Above Kimberly Guilfoyle, the best. is yet to come. And then there's some, you know, secondary people. People like Lee Greenwood, proud to be an American guy. And then you keep going down. There's more and more. Rebecca Clayfish made the list. And then the very, very last name on the list. I mean, there, Dr. Oz is going to be there. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota. James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. I mean, it is a cavalcade of stars. And the very last name on the list, below J.D. Vance, who is a congressional, I guess he's a senatorial candidate in like third place in Ohio. Very last name on the confirmed list, Scott Walker. The Laker. And Walker. You could say, well, that's an alphabetical quirk, right? No, there's another Walker who is before Scott Walker.
Curdy the Hill reporting GOP critics of Trump to gather in D.C. to offer CPAC counter-programming. Well, let's see who's on this list. The summit, according to the group, will focus on
CPAC's
conservatisms.
Got both Kevin and Sam Sorbo. He was the actor that played, not Conan, but who was the other barbarian-like guy? The Beastmaster.
Hercules. He played Hercules.
Oh, Hercules.
Hercules?
Bad. Come on, he's lined up at CPAC. I hear they might have Chachi coming.
But in D.C., Curdy, the counter-programming, they're going to focus on conservatism's meaning and path to a more principled future for our country through panel speeches, networking, and discussions concerning, quote, the meaning of conservatism today and the future of our movement. Attendees will include conservatives, independents, and thought leaders and grassroots activists. Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger are both slated to speak. Who else? Apparently, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn, and some others. So they're going to try to, you know, I'm actually anxious to see what kind of coverage and what kind of promotion and who actually shows up and who actually watches these two very different conservative GOP parties.
Yeah, but ours has Trump. I want to get to more stories from our backyard, Dom, but first we got some callers in the queue. 844-967-2789. Dick, say hi to my buddy Dominic.
Hey, Dick.
Hi to both of you. I was going to comment on CJ, but can I real quick throw down on the basketball game?
Sure, man.
You can't really blame Juwan Howard too much for being a little testy about timeouts late in the game. After all, his teammate, Chris Webber, took one.
Well done,
maybe
sir.
Maybe he was angry because he didn't have a timeout remaining, is what you're saying, Dick. Well,
man,
done,
that's
sir.
Cold, Dick. That's cold.
That's awesome.
That is cold, but it's true.
It's
poor
true.
Chris no. Webber. And then he got screwed in Sacramento against the Lakers, but that's another story.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was the best of that group, in my opinion, by far.
Put me down for Jalen really Rose, baby. But anyways, continue.
Well,
Dom's a big fan of Jackson.
Ray Jackson.
This whole Republican Party now that's all down with this invasion with Putin. I mean, whatever happened to the good old days, guys, when the you know, when they were the bad guys, Russia.
When they
almost opening the...
Well, Dick, didn't we see Trump humping a flag on the stage at CPAC not so many years ago? I mean, I've never seen a more public display of affection, if you know what I mean, for a symbol
and
like a flag.
And then you've got the likes of, you know, how he reacted all through his presidency towards, you know, his bromance, one of his. I mean, isn't it interesting?
Well, it is a weird, you know, kind of flip for these conservatives. But wasn't it Kevin McCarthy who said, man, I think there's two people who Putin pays, Rohrabacher and Trump. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Trump has been, you know, the infection of that Republican Party. So, you know, certainly it makes sense that mentality, if nothing else, call it what you will, has bled over to many of these other, you know, Trumpies.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you like the thing about Chris Webber. I mean, it kind of tamps it down a little bit.
Dick, it was one of the more clever calls we've had today. Thank you for it.
Appreciate it, Dick.
967-2789. Top Dick, Tom from LA. Welcome back. What do you got for us, man?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people are the government, and you must never forget it.
I got it on the wall of the Devil Radio Studios, Tom. You'd be proud. And Dom's inked it on his arm.
I know. I've been there. also,
you haven't been to the New World headquarters, Tom. You just think you've been here.
Oh, no, I haven't been there. I need to make a trip to it. It sounds to me like the cast of characters. Like it'd be a really great maybe reality show to put them all on an island far, far away and let them have their libertarian paradise.
I'm sorry, who are you accusing of being the libertarians here?
Oh, Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene and all the people that you were listing off. It sounded to me like like if you had a Gilligan's Island, you put all those people on one island, and America would be great again.
Well, unfortunately, not if you're a guy like Neil Cavuto, because they'd turn him into Piggy, and they'd steal his glasses. And you know Trump would never give up the conch. He would just sit on the conch the whole time. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, she'd be one of the ones out there hunting the people from the other tribes, the Adam Kinzigers and the Liz Cheney type. She'd be taking care of the small.
Oh, Tom, come on, man. Those are Republicans. I don't know where Libertarian presidential candidate from 2016, Gary Johnson, stood on the whole stop the steal and all that. But come on, dude, you can't be conflating those crazy-ass Republicans.
You're right, Dominic. I agree with you on that. I would say that though they all apparently hate government, even though they take enough from we the people from government through giving them lower tax rates and giving them the corporate welfare every second they get. But I'm just saying that group could actually be on an island together, and really and truly, America would be a lot better. I mean, it'd be a great place.
Amen, brother. Good to hear from you, Tom. Thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you are up. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. It's kind of amusing. They talk about principle, Republican principles. There's no principles these guys have aside from enriching themselves and they're in office. I mean, Mike Pompeo, who was looting, from his position. And CJ, poor CJ, he just has drank the whatever Kool-Aid it as he's drank, and that overlooking the whole fact that Trump was the one who signed with the Taliban, who negotiated with the Taliban, who gave all told him to release those 5,000.
Mark, stop trying to win an argument with people. CJ with facts, man.
and for Timothy Rantham, it should be Tiny Timothy rather than, because that's the size of his brain and his package that that's got to be what's driving these guys. That these guys are big and intimidating. And I've seen some of these movies where the big, huge guy comes in. What you do is you nail him in the produce section and let him drop to the ground.
Nail him in the produce section. We used to say around my house, hit him in the nards.
Thanks for the call, Mark. The Republican principles, I'm not clear. What was their, did they have like a resolution the last time they all met and said, well, our only purpose is to support Donald Trump?
I mean, yes, that's their platform.
That's the platform. So they're, at least those other Republicans, the two on the committee and some of these other ones are at least having the conversation other than let's just all worship the orange Jesus.
Dominic, did you see the tragic story of the Olympian from Fenway who froze his penis during the long cross-country race? And I gotta think, although it's never happened to me, there's nothing more painful than dethawing a penis.
Come back with us. Gotta be tough.
One more segment to grow on. 844-967-2789.
Doing Vladimir Putin's bidding.
President Putin, he just said it's not Russia. I will say this, I don't see any reason why it would be.